Okay, how's your baby this morning?
My baby has a baby.
This baby has a baby?
Ellen?
Baby has Baba and Ellen's going baby and Baba's going baby too.
No, just Ellen is growing babies. Bri can't grow babies.
Bri's a boy. Mm-hmm. Only girls can grow babies, and Ellen's a girl.
Mommy, will I ever get a chance to grow babies?
When you grow up, if you want to grow a baby, yes. What are you trying to tell us?
And then, Mom?
Yeah.
And Ellen had a baby and Baba had a baby too.
Yes, Brian had to help Ellen have the baby. But Brian didn't grow the baby.
My baby.
Oh, in your game, you mean?
My baby.
Is your baby going to school today?
No.
How come?
Because she's bad.
Because she's bad? She can't go to school. I see.
Oh. Here, Dad. Pepper.
Thank you.
Salt!
Wait. You have the salt after the... You have the pepper after the salt, you know, Laura.
Now eat your breakfast, everybody.
My baby didn't have it. She did, but she carried it here, right?
Right.
But she's ready to give it for a while.
I'll take a sip of milk. Thank you.
Which way is your dog breakfast? Daddy was having your dog breakfast.
Who, Daddy?
You. Pee. Somebody gave me pee.
You serious? Can you keep it till we're done with breakfast? Thank you. Keep it till we're done with breakfast.
My baby died. Go pee in the pants.
No, don't make it in your pants if you can't.
Baby did.
Oh, baby did. If you can't keep it, then I'll take it.
Can you pass the cream, Joe, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it will be a cool day when it turns out to be
in the afternoon. No, it'll
warm up. Yep. I'm sure it won't be like this when we go to Santa Barbara.
It might be. Might be cloudy, but usually August isn't.
I don't think so.
Yep.
August is hot.
My Aggie.
Good. At least I hope it's not.
I hope so.
I love it.
Bye.
who's most insane something is the little one.
The little one, yeah. The little side of them.
Yeah.
Do you sleep well?
Yeah. Just woke up a little early. Just woke up at 7.
That's just right, isn't it?
I woke up a little 1 minute before 7.
Before 7. Who woke up first, Laura or you?
Yeah, well, I woke up 1 minute before 7, she woke up 5 minutes before 7.
That means that she woke up before you.
Yeah, I didn't hear her, and she was so quiet in there, and I was still sleeping.
So. Mom, what's up? Timber?
Yeah.
Sister?
Mm-hmm.
Sister?
Thank you. No, thank you. You eat good.
All I really get to see is coffee, pie, and milk. You know that, Dad?
I don't want to watch
you. You know that, Dad? You know that, Jack?
No, I want more milk!
Are you want some more milk?
You're not going to blow bubbles in the milk. Like Mama.
Yeah.
One bit of more? See, yeah. I can't give anybody one bit more.
Fish. No, no, no. Mm-mm. Now you start to fight. Thank you.
One more, okay? One more wrapper, okay?
What?
No. One more wrapper!
How much,
you want to buy it, Joey?
Mm-mm. Interest on a home loan is 8.5%
oh
now.
Oh, my gosh.
Mommy, sometimes my baby can remember.
It's everything. Sometimes
my baby can remember.
Including your own?
Including the money.
Yes.
You have in the bank.
Beth, don't eat 2 pieces of apple pie and toast.
You're
getting fatter.
Yeah.
You're not too fat yet.
Scale is pretty fat.
But you're definitely getting...
Yeah, on the scale, I keep inching up and inching up and inching up.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
You think I could lose on the vacation?
Sure not, because we're all back McDonald's stuffing.
In the next 2 weeks, if you wouldn't eat double desserts, you would lose what you put on. Last night you ate the equivalent of 2.5 pieces of pie.
Yeah,
3 pieces of pie. And milk!
No, it wasn't. The menu had bread.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can
try
to lose some weight.
I don't think it's time to
do
it. I'm 54.
You
got
that
on the scale, yeah.
Take away 3. That's not so bad. What did you weigh when I stopped
sweating? I don't know.
Mine.
I wonder if you can lose weight on the vacation.
Sure, well, that's just how so many people do.
Depends
on you.
You know how you eat.
Daddy,
junk.
Daddy, how about, Daddy, how about me and you jogging on the beach?
Yeah, we will. But
we don't have to eat junk.
Oh, we sure do. Come on now.
Not every day.
Anyway,
we're going to have the opposite game. You go. Every time that you're tempted to eat, I should eat some.
Yeah. Oh. We take that cereal with us. It would be our breakfast every day.
There's right on granola too.
What? Well,
I'm planning to take a pan and we can have eggs and toast and cereal.
It's a good breakfast.
Cream.
Go for lunch.
Only
dinner will eat something.
Mom?
Just touch it.
Yes, John.
Would you like
another
piece of toast,
though? No, I don't think so.
Pretend.
Are you really starving? See, we're just talking about how Daddy's trying to not get too fat. So why don't you and Daddy both resist the second piece of toast?
Yeah, I would like
have a glass of milk instead.
I would like, I'm having coffee instead.
And if you bring me the milkman order form, I'll order from the milkman. How do you think cream cheese sandwiches and fruit salad would be for lunch?
Good.
Then I don't have to go to the store.
Uh-huh.
Do you think I should come to Kaiser or not? Here?
It's up to you. I'll leave a message.
No, I'm asking you.
Mommy? I want my food, Mom. Can I bring that girl into my room?
No, sweetie. She's not coming to me.
Please.
Okay, I'll put you in the cake.
Where did these
blankets come from,
Jeff? I'll put them back in. From my closet. I don't want it. Joanne, I won't see you until tomorrow morning today, but I'll speak to you on the telephone. Because I'm working tonight.
Daddy? Daddy?
Yes?
Couldn't we call you before I go to bed?
I can only call you. You can't call me.
Could you call us before I go to bed? We'll tell you when I'll go to bed.
Well, I will call you on the telephone. I can't tell you when because my schedule is too busy.
Would you know if you could call me?
Not before you go to bed. I'll call you at about 5 o'clock.
Okay.
How's that?
But someone else might answer the phone.
Like Sue?
Yeah, because Sue might say I can watch Mr. Rogers and Mr. Rogers is on.
Oh!
About 5. So no? And so I might be watching them, I might not answer, but I'll take a time to say goodbye and I'll talk with you. Hey, Daddy? Okay?
Oh. You know how long this is going to run, the Watergate here?
For a year.
February.
Mm-hmm.
After they finish Watergate,
can't you get the
dirty tricks,
uh-huh.
And after that campaign finances.
Go on for
months.
I want to run the dirty tricks.
It started to be 5 days. 3 days a week, they wanted to do it. Now it's 5 days a week.
Uh-huh. This man, Inouye, said he sent his family back to Hawaii. He was under so much pressure.
Mm-hmm. They're going to take a time spent. Same time we are.
Uh-huh.
Did you tear it?
Oh. But to public television, the situation is traumatic. The non-commercial channels having nothing...
But commercials.
...much to offer this summer anyway. It permitted PBS to carry Watergate in prime time. The move was a godsend to PBS. Ratings and prestige have soared. So have donations and membership. But with fall and winter approaching, some of the member stations are getting itchy. Fall season of sorts have been assembled, including the prestigious BBC production of Tolstoy's War and Peace.
Oh boy, I need to watch that.
Cut for some reason, to 9 90-minute programs.
To
90-minute programs from the 2060-minute chapters shown in England. Watergate is blocking the harbor.
Okay, guys, let me put you in the press.
The National wanted us to continue with the hearings in prime time, putting Tolstoy on hold until February. In other words, to put the hearings on later, starting at 9 or 10 p.m., which would keep them on until dawn. Can you imagine, Mass Allen, Dick and Will, who they are?
Are you getting your breakfast?
Bizarre plan to serialize the hearings over a 7-day week, putting on the portion D show.
I'm sorry you're disappointed. Your doll didn't come with the father.
But you have other things.
But your doll came with clothes. And hers
came with diapers.
Your doll wanted something special for her hair. Hers doesn't. And each doll is a different one you chose.
You chose your own doll. No one made you take different
dolls. Then how come Matt has something on my feet?
Yes.
Look, Kiki, broke! Who's that then? How come you wear no pink stuff to match? Mommy?
No pink what?
No pink bows to match on her hair.
Hey, Joanne.
Joe, come on, stop it now. It's enough. It's enough now. It's enough now, Joe. You have a doll, she has a doll. We went down and bought dolls. She has to have a doll.
Coffee! Ha! Coffee!
Be happy you have a doll.
It'll teach Mommy not to do it again. That's all she's going to do is...
This one?
I'm
going to
need a little more.
Be happy you have a doll.
Mommy.
So thank you, Mommy and Daddy, for getting
the
doll.
I did already.
Okay.
Then I don't want to hear from Toby, because I have a cute doll whose hair can be washed and has a pretty pink suit. You had the choice of choosing the same doll, and you chose not to.
It's a nice doll.
And the doll you chose is very nice, and we made her a bottle.
Well, her mouth doesn't open.
No, her mouth doesn't open. You have to pretend.
My baby's not open.
Your baby is different.
I'm sorry, she's going to be my favorite baby.
Who's your favorite?
And don't cry about it. Andrea's a pretty baby. Look at all the hair in.
Pretty baby, right? Pepper.
Come on, stop eating your breakfast and stop calling for pepper.
I'm starving. Is that magic?
That's more than enough, yes. No. Yes, it's enough.
Wait,
you
can
do that as simple, Mommy. Yes.
Yes. Put it down. Now take your fork and eat it.
This is a hard job that I expect Laura to do today. No, she doesn't have to be silly. She just has to do it. No, you don't need to be silly, Laura. That's not a good way to solve a problem by being silly.
Mom.
What?
We can go out in the last 2 days.
In nursery school,
yeah.
Oh, yes. Back to a new school.
Last 2 days?
Uh-huh.
Yes. My
then you can hug all her friends, Gitta and Daphne.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
I'm just
going to
say goodbye to
them.
Okay.
I
want to school.
And Daphne's going to a different school.
But me and Daphne are going to be twins.
Uh-huh.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Because me and Daphne are both going to new schools and you're not. And so me and Daphne are going to be twins.
You're not.
Right, Mom?
Yeah. You're not.
Right, Mom?
Right.
And you and I are going to be twins?
Yeah,
I'm not! Mommy says we are.
You should do then you're sexy. I broke you. Daddy, I broke half for you. Here's it.
Oh, thank you.
Gobble, and then you know what you would do?
What?
You'd spit up all over me. And both of you once, I would be rocking you, and each of you did it once. You spit up down the back of my robe. All went down my neck, and I was in my pajamas.
And then you have to wash it.
Both of you used to do that. Because you like the nurse.
You know what she does sometimes?
What?
Sometimes she drinks the bottle in company's house over a rug.
Oh,
and
no.
And she's not supposed to, and then she spits that out.
Mama! What?
Well, she brought one all on the company's rug, and she stumped on where?
Is that what she does, huh?
My baby never likes to say those kind of words.
My baby doesn't.
And then she doesn't like to speak.
My baby! Mama! Over there! My baby!
That's not meaning to me.
My baby loves Tom.
She's happy because she loves me.
My baby loves Tom. She's smarter. And she likes to like it. And she's been on the rug. Thomas Webb, she has a thumb. She died.
You know what? You know what? It was after that I was trying to take up a beautiful picture. And I didn't know where I was putting the baby. And I was putting the drink of bottle and spit up right down her picture.
I want to ask Laura's baby a question. Laura, why if your baby does something by accident, does she call people dum-dum instead of saying she's sorry?
Because she won't call dum-dums.
Why are they dum-dums?
Because she does that.
Well, she's the one who did something that was a no-no, not the other people. She could just say, I'm sorry.
Or she can talk.
Well, how come she can say dum-dum if she can't?
She
can't
say dum-dum.
Oh, she can.
Oh boy, that's a bad
car. Yeah, you want to listen or not?
No.
This
is
a few day old car. You know what, Daddy? Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, I have to go somewhere for a little while.
Alone?
Uh-huh.
Where?
To something special.
Where?
To a meeting.
Where?
I'll be home.
Daddy will be home today.
Where?
It's a meeting about Daphne.
Go there!
To say hooray for Daphne and goodbye to Daphne. But it's just for the mommy. It's not for the children.
Look at Cassie.
Well, we'll try to Daddy will be home as well.
My baby!
Well, you will go and meet us. You'd wait till Daddy came home.
Correct.
You call doctor and wait till then.
Hey baby, don't go under the table. You're going to spill everything that's on the table.
Baby, get out.
Now, I have to help my baby walk because she's just learning, but she's still a newborn baby.
My baby is a newborn baby. I have to help her walk.
Good. I have more candy.
Coffee.
To get the royal bloodstream going. Thank you. I guess as soon as I get rid of this toothache, I'll
The baby wants to tell you something.
Energy.
My baby wants to tell you something.
What?
Listen to her and see if you can understand. I want to tell you something.
You want to say to Grandma Susan? Where will your mommy be?
And I gotta go with Daddy soon.
I'd be happy to have you stay at my house.
Mommy, I'm going to stay at my house.
Because, you know, you got to
go to my house.
So you got to go to
Susie's house. And she will do so. She mommy will go. She will go to Grandma's house. And mommy will go to Grandma's house.
I see.
Oh.
And you see, because you got to sleep. You got to sleep with her.
Okay.
You're dead because you died. Okay, sometimes she crawls out of bed and then sometimes you don't know where to find her.
I see.
So you need to watch out of her because she really can crawl.
She crawled out of her crib?
Yeah.
What an adventurous thing.
She just goes like that and then quickly turns around and lands on the floor.
My great.
My baby runs on the floor like that, then she calls, runs
Does she get hurt?
No.
Do you get worried when she's not in her crib?
No. I get worried because I don't know where she is. She goes to the dark hole. She's not there. I don't know where she goes. She usually goes into where he covers my husband's bed.
Well, what do you girls do if your children are naughty? How do you handle that?
She doesn't really get naughty.
She does everything except hitting?
Yes.
And what do you say to her when she does things that bother you?
I'm a rabbit!
Is that what you say? Does that help?
Yes.
What does she say to you?
I don't like it.
So how do you solve the problem if you're both yelling, I don't like it?
I don't like it! Like that.
I see. Very loud. Mm-hmm.
Naughty.
What's the worst thing your baby ever did?
The worst thing she did once was dump the whole drawer of napkins.
Okay. And what's the worst thing your baby ever did?
Look at that. In that drawer.
I see.
Yeah, but I didn't really care because she was...
Button your rope. Okay, I'll button your rope. Hold on to your baby.
Because I put the drawer low for a minute.
And your baby goes to the bathroom. You know him?
My baby goes to the bathroom. Yeah, my baby goes to the bathroom because...
Really, one of my children doesn't like to make her poo in the toilet. I'm having a little problem about that. What do you think I could do about it?
Well,
you don't want to talk about that problem. Okay. You do. Well, tell me what I should do about it.
The Lego shoes.
Okay, first tell me how I should solve the problem.
So, I'm going to scream at my dad.
You think I should scream at my baby because she doesn't go to the bathroom in the toilet?
Uh-uh.
Well, how should I help her learn?
Because... I'll tell you what...